Erasmus hesitated until his master beckoned him inside, and then he stepped timidly into the room to which no one had been allowed admission for over 3 decades. Gray and dusty light seeped down from turrets above, and Erasmus grasped Hafid's arm until his eyes became accustomed to the semi-darkness. With a faint smile, Hafid watched as Erasmus turned slowly in a room that was bare, except for a small cedar chest, spotlighted in a shaft of sunlight in one corner. "Are you not disappointed, Erasmus?"
"I know not what to say, sire."
"Are you not disappointed in the furnishings? Certainly the contents of this room have been a conversation piece among many. Have you not wondered or concerned yourself with the mystery of what is contained here, which I have guarded so zealously for so long?" Erasmus nodded. "It is true. There has been much talk and many rumors through the years as to what our master kept hidden here in the tower." "Yes, my friend, and most of them I have heard. It has been said that barrels of diamonds were here, and gold ingots, or wild animals, or rare birds. Once a Persian rug merchant hinted that perhaps I maintained a small harem here. Leisha laughed at the thought of me with a collection of concubines. But as you can observe, there is nothing here except a small chest. Now come forward." The two men crouched beside the chest, and Hafid carefully proceeded to unroll the leather strapping which encircled it. He inhaled deeply of the cedar fragrance from the wood, and finally he pushed against the cover, and it quietly sprung open.